4CBA Mobile.
4DJC.
Hey, how are you doing this morning?
Davis, looks like it's going to be a pretty nice day today. It's not quite as warm as it has been, but it looks like it's going to be a lot better than tomorrow. And I guess you're headed out or headed back.
My grandson's youngest grandson turned 3 yesterday. We're having a party for him at the, I don't know what that park's called. It's right there, the downtown airport, and, you know, right across from that restaurant there. So I'm headed to the party.
A popular place. I think it's especially for kids. But 3 years old, my grandson will be, he'll be 11 in July, and the granddaughter will be 13 in April. So we got they're on their way now. They get to board that way. They don't want to have a lot to do with us. You better enjoy them while they're young.
He's a mess, I tell you what. He's a lot different from his older brother, and his older brother is he just turned 5, and he's got straight hair, and Gavin, he's got the 3-year-old. He's got real curly blonde hair. and they rarely cut it. All they trim his bangs, and that's about it. So it is something else. That's a sight to behold.
One of our grandson's friends, next door neighbor, he's a pretty big kid for his age, and he's probably a year or so younger, but he's a big kid, and he's got, I don't think they cut his hair at all. He just looks like a lion out there. He's got curly hair, and the daughter is probably, she must be about 5 or 5 or so. She got her hair just as straight as it is, and neither parent has curly hair.
It's the girls that want the curly hair, but anyway. So, isn't the Charlotte Ham Fest this weekend?
I haven't been keeping up with them since I'm not going to them anymore. I don't know. David, I'm not sure where they have the. I don't even know where they have anymore. The place they used to have it is torn down. That's been years and years since I've been to one in Charlotte.
I remember the place they used to have it. I don't remember the name of it. I just remember, you know, going there. I went for several years. I remember I was outraged because I think we had to pay like $5 for parking. It might have been more than that, but I thought, man, this is a ripoff, you know. That plus the you know, price of admission. But anyway, and the Hamfest wasn't getting that money. It was I guess the people that own the, you know, the place. But anyway, and there's also a Carolina guitar thing in Fletcher I would love to go to today, but can't go to that either. So you know, that's just the way it works out.
Yeah, I think the old one was at on Independence Boulevard, somewhere down in there. It's like the way you were going to Eastland Mall. Even when we lived in Rock Hill, I used to go every year, and it was a pretty good ham fest when I went there. But, yeah, they tore all that stuff down. I think the last one that I remember I didn't go to, I think the last time I saw anything about the Charlotte Ham Fest, it was actually in Concord, which is, you know, actually north of Charlotte, and I think that may be where it is. But it was usually this time of year. Around my birthday is on the 24th, and it was usually about the time of my birthday. And I know several times we went up and it would snow, and we'd have, you know, it wasn't bad, real bad weather, but it would snow while we were up there, and everybody would be, you know, run out and get the bread and milk, that sort of thing. But I hadn't been since sometime in the early 90s, I guess. The next fairly large one is probably going to be Huntsville. I've been to that one a couple times. That's a nice ham fish. That is a haul from here. And it's too far to drive. I mean, when I was traveling, it wasn't that big of a deal. But we flew there. A couple one of our guys had a pilot's license, had his plane. We'd fly there a couple of times just for the day and come back. And it's a pretty good ham fest. And I've been to Dayton one time. I enjoyed it. That's one that everybody I'll go to at least once. I don't know whether it's as good as it used to be, but the one in Rock Hill, I think, is in October. And it was a one-day deal. It didn't last very long, but when I lived there, of course, it was a lot of fun. But it was just I think they closed up about 2 o'clock. They had maybe a two-day one. I think they closed up about 3 o'clock on Saturdays. Then, but there were a lot of people went to it. I mean, we didn't have any vendors to match anything there. But Charlotte was always compared to, back in the early years, back in the 80s, Charlotte always compared to the one in Atlanta to me. It was not Lawrenceville, maybe. It wasn't quite as big as that one, but it was a pretty nice ham fest. And since it was indoors near March, it was comfortable. You didn't have to worry about freezing or getting too hot or getting too cold. I mean, getting wet.
Been the one in Atlanta. I'd like to go to that sometime. I'd like to go to Dayton sometime. I hear that's the one to go to. But my daddy used to say it's just too far and snaky. That was one of his phrases.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, we same guy that airplane flew us up there, and we flew up there and came back. And we stayed a couple of days and came back. But it was a lot of fun. The weather was good, and of course this was in '96, I think '95 or '96. I enjoyed it. The one in the Atlanta area, though, if you ever get a chance to go, is the one in Lawrenceville, Georgia, which is this side of Atlanta. Close to Duluth, it's only about an hour, 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes from here. And it's usually in November, but that's the one to go to. That has several vendors there, and it's kind of an indoor-outdoor type deal. It's at the Lawrenceville Fairgrounds, Gwinnett County Fairgrounds. It's just off that little parkway there. I can't remember the name of the place now, but anyway. It's probably the better one. The one in Atlanta proper used to be downtown, and I don't remember what time of the year. It seems like it might have been in June or July, but there are several of them in the area, David. But the one, a lot of guys are just here together, the one in Lawrenceville, and it's a good ham fest. They have a flea market, too, but last time I went up there, there wasn't much in the flea market at all. They usually have HRO and a few other. Maybe Giga Parts, a few other vendors there, and the manufacturers used to come there. They used to have ICOM and Yaesu and Kenwood when they were still, pretty big in amateur radio, but it was always a good ham fest.
Yeah, now that you mention it, I've been to the Lawrenceville Ham Fest. I went down there with a buddy of mine, and he had just got his ticket and got his technician license, and he wanted to get on 2 meters, so that's where he bought his radio. And we drove down for the day. All right, well, I'm pulling up to the park here, Jerry, so I guess I'll say adios, and you have a good day, and I'm all bundled up because it, you know, I've got to stand out here, and I'm just not a big fan of cold weather, so I know it's not as cold as it's going to get, but good Lord. Anyway, you have a good day, and I'll stick around for your final 73s KB4 CPA.
It's a little cold today, especially right now. But to enjoy that birthday party anyway. I'm sure they're going to run wild. Let them get all the yayas out. Good talk to you. Talk to you later. KB4CBA and 4DJC clear.